A talented former colleague shared this clip recently via social media. It offers an important message to coaches and parents involved in minor hockey: stop yelling at young game officials. Dave Cadun, a senior official in Alberta, offered his impassioned thoughts. "This needs to be said," Cadu wrote as a preamble to his voiced message. "Young officials are skating off the ice in tears. They're being yelled at, disrespected, and broken down by you. These kids are giving their time and effort to officiate the game we all love, but the way they're treated is driving them away. Without officials, there's no game. Coaches, parents, we need to do better. The future of hockey depends on us showing respect, patience, and encouragement. Let's teach our kids the right way to handle adversity, both on and off the ice. It's time to be the example our game, and our kids, deserve." He's 100% correct. Problem is, the message could have been from 2025 or 1995. People refuse to learn. "Hockey coaches and hockey parents, you need to do better," said Cadun, adding, "In all his years as an official, this has been the worst for coaches and parents for yelling at officials, especially the young ones. Think of what you're doing when you're yelling at a 12 or 13-year-old kid because they missed a small penalty, an icing, an offside. They're human, they're learning, they're growing. They're never going to get better without making mistakes. When you're dropping the F-bomb at a teenager or calling them an a-hole or an effing joke, think of what you're doing to them inside. You're killing them inside. They're coming into the dressing room, they're crying." Cadun notes it's already tough to get young officials into the sport, and the abuse makes it even harder. "I saw Cadun's message and was immediately transported back to 2001 when I was working at the old Nanaimo Daily News. The Nanaimo Minor Hockey Association referee-in-chief was drawing plenty of attention, in two countries, for spearheading a boycott in which local refs refused to work Adam House League contests. The work stoppage was in protest to an incident in which a young ref was confronted in the parking lot at Frank Crane Arena, as well as a lack of prompt response from the BC Amateur Hockey Association in dealing with the matter. Another incident saw a young official locked in a dressing room. It's important we continue to put this out. The message that this type of behavior is unacceptable," said the chief official. And he was also 100% correct 24 years ago. "I said this at the time, what it all boils down to is plenty of grown-ups who are so busy trying to blame each other for the problems that they fail to see that the collective infighting is a massive part of the problem. There's still plenty of work to do. Here we are a quarter century later, and apparently that work remains to be done. The same type of clowns are cursing at the refs or umpires at games involving 10-year-old children. Ref abuse is still a problem in BC and Calgary, Edmonton, Regina, Winnipeg, Toronto, Montreal, and pretty much anywhere you have sporting events. There remains a culture of disrespect for referees, umpires, and other game officials." I typed "referee" in the search function on the Vancouver Island Free Daily website and was greeted with "altercation with referee, 15, causes concern for bullying in BC minor hockey, referee, coach assaulted at kids' hockey tournament in Lethbridge, minor soccer referees in Quebec to wear body cameras to prevent abuse, and others." Again, the saddest part of these incidents is it tends to paint everyone with the same brush. Most parents and coaches are terrific, involved for all the right reasons and doing wonderful things for their children. But the yahoos remain, and they're not just hurting their own youngsters but all the others as well, and the sports themselves. Do better. PQB News, V Free Daily editor Philip Wolf can be reached by phone at 250-905-0019, or by email at philip.wolf@blackpress.ca.